Welcome to Today on Broadway for Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. I'm Broadway Radio's Matt Tamanini. I am flying solo today as Grace is out seeing shows and being the fabulous Broadway insider that she is. But there is a ton of stuff to get into, so I am super excited to dive into all of this. Of course, as we approach the Tony Awards and get into the vast and eclectic awards season, we will have extra content over at patreon.com/BroadwayRadio, broadwayradio.com/Patreon. As you might know, since if you've been listening for a while, this is my first season as a voter for the Outer Critics Circle. Our award voting is due on Saturday the 11th, and our award announcements come out on May 13th, which is this coming Monday. So this weekend in Patreon, I will have an episode detailing what I voted for the Outer Critics Circle and where I think might be a difference, what I think is going to win in those awards. So you will definitely want to check that out if you want to get a peek inside my very cluttered, very scattered brain when it comes to awards voting. All right, but first, let's start with, I guess, the biggest news of the day. It's hard to pick one, but since this is specifically on Broadway, yesterday it was announced that recent Oscar winner Robert Downey Jr. will make his Broadway debut this fall, starring in Pulitzer Prize winner Ayed Akhtar's new play, McNeil. This show will take place at Lincoln Center's Vivian Beaumont Theater beginning on September 5th with an opening night on September 30th. The show is currently scheduled to run through November 24th. Of course, all of these strictly limited engagements very well could be extended into the holidays, assuming it goes well, which you would imagine that it would. As with, I mean, pretty much every other show at Lincoln Center, it is directed by Bartlett Shear. In the show, Downey plays Jacob McNeil, a great writer who struggles to connect with his estranged son while trying to complete his new novel. As old grudges rise to the surface, the shadow of artificial intelligence and its temptations soon consume. Of course, further casting will be announced in due course, but the creative team includes Michael Juergen and Jake Barton providing the set design. Costume designs are by Jennifer Moeller. Donald Holder will provide the lighting design. Justin Ellington and Beth Lake will do the sound, and projections will also be by Barton. We have seen a lot of Marvel superheroes on Broadway in the past, including Captain America Chris Evans in Lobby Hero. Mark Ruffalo has been on Broadway multiple times. Elizabeth Olsen appeared in Impressionism on Broadway. Anthony Mackie, Bradley Cooper, Danai Gurira, Paul Rudd, Scarlett Johansson, of course, is a Tony winner. Tom Hiddleston, Sebastian Stan, Jake Gyllenhaal, Chadwick Boseman, Samuel L. Jackson, Katherine Hahn, Josh Brolin, James Spader, Natalie Portman, Clark Gregg, Kobe Smulders. The list goes on and on and on. Anthony Hopkins, Paul Bettany, Lee Pace, Marissa Tomei. So many people from Marvel have been on Broadway, and it's nice to finally get RDJ on the main stem. But if we thought that was big, that is not the only news that kind of shook the Broadway and theatrical internets on Tuesday, because yesterday the Kennedy Center announced its entire theatrical season, but most importantly for our purposes, they announced the three shows that will take place in the Broadway Center Stage Concert Series. Now, in the past, these have all been well-known, beloved musicals that are getting some sort of revival. And while that is, I guess, kind of technically the case still, there's one big caveat, because after the season starts on October 11th through the 20th with the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which is a show that I absolutely adore, they will get back to work at the Kennedy Center on January 31st through February 9th with the world premiere stage adaptation of Schmigadoon, featuring a book and score by Cinco Paul, who we've interviewed here on Broadway Radio, who is the co-creator and writer of the original TV series from Apple TV+. It'll be directed and choreographed by Christopher Gattelli. It will include some of the songs from the TV show, including Corn Puddin', as well as new material. Of course, the show itself had an incredible cast featuring Keegan-Michael Key, Cecily Strong, Kristen Chenoweth, Alan Cumming, Dove Cameron, Aaron Tveit, Jaime Camille, Ariana DeBose, Anne Harada, and others. No word if any of those people will appear in this stage version. I would imagine that there will be very few, if any. But it is kind of fun to see what they do in taking this show that lovingly lampooned musical theater and put it on screen and see what they can do, actually bringing it back to the stage. So I'm super excited to see what this looks like and who's going to be a part of it and what the future of this property holds. But then also in June of 2025, from June 6th through the 15th, the Broadway Center Stage Concert Series at the Kennedy Center will do Legally Blonde the Musical. Now, I had a conversation with friend of the show, Kate Ryan King, on Tuesday after this was announced. I am very much looking forward to this eventual transfer to Broadway. Kate is not. They argued that this is a concert and it's not going to have the big maximalist production values that they want from a Legally Blonde revival. And I totally get that. And I do not disagree. But the thing is, Legally Blonde, the musical, opened on Broadway in 2008. They've had 16 years to revive it. I will take anything that I can get. Beggars can't be choosers. And we've seen Spamalot already come to Broadway. Potentially other things from the Kennedy Center season might come to Broadway even before Legally Blonde happens. So I will take it. I am not going to be mad if it is this in some sort of concert form. I've seen non-ec bus and truck tours. I've seen regional productions. I have seen very amateur productions. And I still love the show no matter what. So if you get a great cast like the Kennedy Center always does with these shows and then bring it to Broadway, I'll be very happy. I am going to throw out one name. Hopefully it is a name of an actress who will just be wrapping up a one-year contract on Broadway in the heart of rock and roll. But I'm throwing out Mackenzie Kurtz for Elle Woods. People who saw her in Frozen and in Wicked clearly know how talented she is. But coming away from Heart of Rock and Roll, it really is a thankless part. She doesn't get a ton of the laughs in the show, but she is subtly funny. She plays this very quirky, uncomfortable, awkward role very, very well. And that's not the same vibe as Elle, but it is certainly in some cases a fish out of water. But what I was really impressed with kind of her elastic face and all of the comedy that she can create just by reacting. And I think that's super important for Elle, who we have to really love, even though she is making some really odd decisions. So Mackenzie Kurtz is my pick for Legally Blonde the musical at Kennedy Center and hopefully bringing it to Broadway in the much anticipated, long overdue revival that this show so rightly deserves. All right, and if that wasn't enough big news for you, on Tuesday, the Tony Awards announced who would be receiving the 2024 Isabel Stevenson Tony Award that goes to recognize someone from the theatrical community and their philanthropic and charitable work. This year, it will be awarded to Tony and Emmy-winning actor Billy Porter. Porter is being recognized for his long work as an activist and spokesperson for the LGBTQIA+ community, specifically for his work with the Elizabeth Taylor AIDS Foundation and the Entertainment Community Fund, among other groups. The inaugural winner of the Isabel Stevenson Award went to the late Phyllis Newman. Some other recent winners include Jerry Mitchell, who won last year, Judith Light, Bayork Lee, Rosie O'Donnell, Larry Kramer, Bernadette Peters, and others. So congratulations, Billy. Always richly deserved. I am still, though, holding out for Seth Rudetsky and his husband, James, to win this award because I think they rightly deserve it for decades worth of work and their continued work with the Entertainment Community Fund via their online performances and everything that they started during COVID. All right, let's head over to the Broadway grosses for this week. Following the closing of Doubt, we did drop from 36 shows to 35 shows on Broadway. That corresponded with a little less than a $3 million decline in the grosses, or 7%. Overall, the main stem came in at $34,757,296, and total attendance was also down 6% to $289,947, with an average ticket price of $119.87. The Lion King again was the only show north of $2 million. It came in at $2,035,958, followed very closely by Cabaret at the Kit Kat Club at $1.9 million. Then Sweeney Todd in its final week on Broadway, again, just with seven shows as it has done throughout its entire run, came in third place at $1.76 million. Then we had Hamilton at $1.73 and Wicked at $1.59. The rest of the shows in descending order north of seven figures include Wicked, The Wiz, MJ, Merrily We Roll Along, Moulin Rouge, Hell's Kitchen, Aladdin, The Great Gatsby, An Enemy of the People, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, and Water for Elephants. Uncle Vanya was very, very close, literally just about five tickets away if they are paying the premium at $998,040. Unfortunately, Limpika was at the bottom of the list. Of course, we know that it is closing next weekend, so we hope that you get an opportunity to head over there. The Heart of Rock and Roll was next on the list at $287,056. Would really like to see more folks turn up to that show. It's so much fun, and I really think that you will enjoy it if you get there. In total, 19 of Broadway's 35 productions played to 90% capacity or better. There were four that were at 100% or more. Merrily was at 100%. Cabaret and Sweeney Todd were both just a little bit over 100%. And then An Enemy of the People played to 103.2% capacity. All right, going to dive into some show and casting news, and this is very cool and very on brand for what's happening in the theater community right now. But yesterday, the Public Theater announced its 2024-2025 season, and it will include the final encore run of Elevator Repair Services, GATS. This is going to run from November 1st through December 1st, and John Collins will be back to direct as he did in the past. If you are unfamiliar with this, this is a complete and unabridged reading of F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby. Now, why in the world would someone make a play of using that? Well, the reason is because before the copyright ended and it went into the public domain, if you wanted to do a public performance of The Great Gatsby, it had to be a reading. So how this works is it is an 8-hour show with a 2-hour intermission in the middle and several smaller breaks throughout. The show starts as a typical reading and then evolves as it goes from there. The cast will include many members from the two previous versions that ran at the Public Theater in 2010 and 2012. There was also a non-public theater run in 2019 as well. So, depending on when Gatsby, that is currently getting ready to start at the American Repertory Theater, comes to New York, it might be possible for you to go to an entire weekend of The Great Gatsby at the Broadway Theater, GATS at the Public Theater, and then Gatsby somewhere on Broadway, wherever that might be. I personally don't think it's going to be on Broadway until the spring, but if it comes in the fall, it very well might be a possibility to do an entire weekend of just Gatsby-related shows. Also in the season will be the New York premiere of James Imes' new play, Good Bones. That'll take place from September 19th through October 13th, directed by Saheem Ali. Also of note, Shakespeare in the Park will return next summer at the renovated Delacorte Theater with a production of Twelfth Night. Ali will again direct. That will include an all-star cast of public alumni to be announced. There is other things that will happen in that season. If you want to check that out, you can head over to the show notes. And then fulfilling many dreams of online theater fans, yesterday it was announced that Jessica Vosk will play the role of Jenna in the Muni's production of Waitress this summer. The show is going to run from July 30th through August 5th. Also in the cast will be Devin DeSantis as Dr. Pomater, Lisa DeGuzman as Dawn, Nicole Michelle Haskins as Becky, the legendary Ken Page as Joe, Ben Crawford as Earl, Jonah D. Winston as Cal, and Troy Iwata as Ogie. The show will be directed by Lily Ann Brown. All right, and finally, we have a couple feel-good recommendations for you. The first comes from the Met Gala, where Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, obviously getting ready to star in the film versions of Wicked, sang the song When You Believe from The Prince of Egypt. On the red carpet, Ariana also teased that something was coming from Wicked, so I don't know if that's a full trailer or something like that, but we will be getting some Wicked content fairly soon, apparently. And then the other recommendation that I have, Grace and I talked about on yesterday's show, and that is the Broadway cast of Stereophonics' performance of Masquerade that happened on The Tonight Show. It was very cool, and I love the fact that even though I think it might have been added in post, we got to see Eli Gelb and Andrew R. Butler as a part of that little segment, even though they don't sing in the show. There's also a random other guitar player and background singer in there that's not part of the cast, which I guess was just there to add in the backing vocals that they loop in from previous sessions in the show. So very cool. Love this. I've already shared it with friends and family and sent it out to everybody who I think might enjoy it. All right, everybody, that's all that we have for today. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Broadway Beauty, and you can follow me on Instagram at BWW Matt. Don't forget to check out our Patreon. Have a wonderful hump day, and we'll be back to talk to you tomorrow.